For 30. I will show you the age of accountability. Exodus chapter 30. Starting verse 11. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them. This they shall give, every one that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. And half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Every one that passeth among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for their souls. Now, the age of accountability there is what? 20. That's the only place in the Bible that I know of that has an age of accountability. Anybody 20 years old or 19 years old or down was not required to give a half shekel of silver. Only people 20 years old and upward. And they were given a half shekel for the atonement of their soul under the Levitical law. So the age of accountability in the Old Testament is 20 years. You say, well, what about today? Oh, well, now, everybody's, not everybody, but Southern Baptists and a lot of Presbyterians and folks like that have got a thing where they think that the age of accountability is 12. Bible to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 41 or 42. Luke 2. All right, let's see. Let's start in verse 39. Luke 2:39. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was all upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father hath sought thee, sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And so they make a big point there, because when Jesus was 12, that he had the wisdom and personal cognizance to ask questions, to answer questions. He had an intellect to reason, and so he reasoned with the doctors and the lawyers. He asked them questions. He answered questions. He listened to their answers, and so they deduce from that he is accountable because he knows what he's doing. Which kind of strange reasoning. Just because a 12-year-old can ask some questions. Listen, I know some 5-year-olds that can ask you some questions. I've had a 5-year-old ask me something I didn't want to answer. Amen. He needs to wait till he's 13 or 14 to ask that question. Amen. Now, let me show you something. If people had paid any attention, look at verse 51. And when he went down with them, he came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Now, Jesus was 12 years old, and of course he had grown some, and he could talk, and he could ask questions and answer questions, but just because a person can ask questions and show some signs of development of their intellect doesn't mean that they're necessarily capable of doing all things. Jesus went back and was subject unto his parents. See? He wasn't totally on his own. Amen. And so I know some 12-year-olds, matter of fact, I was in a place just the other day discussing people 25 that don't have the intellect Jesus had or you had when you were 12. I was down at Chester DDS the other day, and there's about 40 mental retarded people in there. And some of them can add and subtract a little bit. Some of them can talk. Some of them don't know where they're at or what planet they're on. They ain't got a clue in this world. Age all by itself is never a criteria for being accountable for yourself. Amen. Some people are much more accountable at 6 or 7 than some other people are when they're 10 or 12. And so what does the Bible actually teach about the age of accountability? Basically this: there is no such thing as a set age of accountability. You don't sit around until you're 12 years old, and no matter what you do from day 1 to age 12, it doesn't count. I mean, if you weren't accountable for your deeds or actions or thoughts or words until you were 12, look at some of the terrible things 10-year-olds do. Murder each other. Not long ago, we had a little 10 or 11-year-old boy shoot his little friend or brother or something the other day. Took a gun and blew him away because his friend wouldn't leave him alone or go play or something. They got in an argument, and the kid just went and got his daddy's shotgun and killed him. Is he accountable? Of course he is. He knew what he was doing. Which brings us to the point of accountability. It's not so much an age as it is arriving at a point where conscience is alive in your life. Now let me show you what God requires. Take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter 2. In Romans chapter 2, let's turn to verse 15. Let's start in verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their faults, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. What's the accusing factor? Conscience. Their conscience accuses. You see, it doesn't do any good to take a 2-year-old and read them the law and say, this is right and this is wrong. He'll understand what you're talking about. And he can violate your law. I tell a 2-year-old kid, it's a sin to run around without your clothes. Men are supposed to dress and ladies are supposed to cover their nakedness, right? You think that impresses a 2-year-old? You ever watched a 2-year-old? They are totally oblivious to nakedness. You can be at home and have a house full of friends, and the baby's in there taking a shower, and they'll get out of the tub and come charging into the living room wide open and run right between 25 people and grab mama around the neck and want a big old hug. Just naked as a jaybird. You would have a fit if you were caught in that predicament. Doesn't bother that young'un. You know why? Doesn't have any conscience of the thing. Now you give that little kid about another 5 or 6 years, and it'll start getting modest. And then when it does something like that, it's bothered by it. So you tell a little kid, don't lie. It's wrong for you to lie. You ever see that impress a little kid? What do? They lie anyway. And they look at you just as innocent as a newborn babe, because the concept of lying doesn't mean anything to them. Their attention span and their world of reality is very limited. They have a real tough time discerning between reality and fantasy. Almost all things are real to a child. But a lot of times it tells you a lie, and the little sucker probably believes at the moment that he's telling you the absolute truth. He got no concept of wrong. But now you wait till he's about 7 or 8 years old, and by then he knows when he lies, because then he'll start to hide it and to cover it up. See? Why? His conscience bothers him. So the thing of accountability has to do when your conscience accuses you or condemns you that you have violated God's law. When you reach that point, from that point on, you're guilty. But until that point, you're innocent. Now, when does everybody reach that point? Who knows? I've seen 5-year-old kids that had a very good grasp of right and wrong. I mean, their conscience smote them when they did wrong. I've seen them weep over it.
But I've seen kids 7 or 8 years old that still sometimes ain't got that thing figured out. Especially folks a little mentally retarded or born Southern. Understand? So conscience is the key. Now take your Bible, turn to John chapter 8. Gospel of John chapter 8. John 8. Look in verse 9. Let's start in verse 7. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. What smote those men? Their conscience. Conscience about what? About sin. He said, he is without sin. Every man standing there knew that he was a transgressor. And his conscience convicted him that he had broken God's law. And so from the eldest to the last, they turned around, put their hands in their pocket, ducked their heads, and waddled out of the room. Problem's conscience. You know that you got a problem with conscience when your first instinct is to hide it, deny it, or cover it up. Now you have seen 5 and 6 year old kids that have done things, and you see them try to hide it or cover it up. They've got conscience that is wrong. They've learned. They've crossed that line. Now when an individual crosses that point, I have no idea. God knows. But I know this, that you become accountable when your conscience convicts you that you've done wrong, that you've transgressed. And so the age of accountability differs with different people, but the event is always the same. It's when conscience convicts.